In your Bibles, please, for our second reading to Ezra chapter 6. Ezra chapter 6, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Then Darius the king made a decree, and search was made in the house of the rolls, where the treasures were laid up in Babylon. And there was found at Akmetha, in the place that is in the province of the Medes, a roll. And therein was a record thus written. In the first year of Cyrus the king, the same Cyrus the king, made a decree concerning the house of God at Jerusalem. Let the house be builded, the place where they offered sacrifices, and let the foundations thereof be strongly laid, the height thereof 80 cubits, and the breadth thereof 80 cubits, with 3 rows of great stones, and a row of new timber, and let the expenses be given out of the king's house. And also let the golden and silver vessels of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took forth out of the temple which is at Jerusalem, and brought unto Babylon, be restored, and brought again unto the temple which is at Jerusalem, every one to his place, and place them in the house of God. Now, therefore, Tatnai, the governor beyond the river, Shethar-Boznai, and your companions, the Apharsachites, which are beyond the river, ye be far from thence. Let the work of this house of God alone. Let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this house of God in his place. Moreover, I make a decree what ye shall do to the elders of these Jews for the building of this house of God, that of the king's goods, even of the tribute beyond the river, forthwith expenses be given unto these men, that they be not hindered. And that which they have need of, both young bullocks and rams and lambs, for the burnt offerings of the God of heaven, wheat, salt, wine, and oil, according to the appointment of the priests which are at Jerusalem, let it be given them day by day without fail, that they may offer sacrifices of sweet savors unto the God of heaven, and pray for the life of the king and of his sons. Also, I have made a decree that whosoever shall alter this word, let timber be pulled down from his house, and being set up, let him be hanged thereon, and let his house be made a dunghill for this. And the God that hath caused his name to dwell there, destroy all kings and people that shall put to their hand to alter and to destroy this house of God which is at Jerusalem. I, Darius, have made a decree, let it be done with speed. Then Tatnai, the governor on this side of the river, Shethar-Boznai and their companions, according to that which Darius the king had sent, so they did speedily. And the elders of the Jews builded, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. And they builded and finished it according to the commandment of God, of the God of Israel, and according to the commandment of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes king of Persia. And this house was finished on the third day of the month Adar, which was in the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king. And the children of Israel, the priests and the Levites, and the rest of the children of the captivity, kept the dedication of this house of God with joy, and offered at the dedication of this house of God 100 bullocks and 200 rams, 100 bullocks, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and for a sin offering for all Israel, 12 he-goats, according to the number of the tribes of Israel. And they set the priests in their divisions, and the Levites in their courses, for the service of God, which is at Jerusalem, as it is written in the book of Moses. And the children of the captivity kept the Passover upon the 14th day of the first month, for the priests and the Levites were purified together. All of them were pure, and killed the Passover for all the children of the captivity, and for their brethren, the priests, and for themselves. and the children of Israel, which were come again out of captivity, and all such as had separated themselves unto them from the filthiness of the heathen of the land to seek the Lord God of Israel, did eat, and kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with joy. For the Lord had made them joyful, and turned the heart of the king of Assyria unto them to strengthen their hands in the work of the house of God, the God of Israel. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. All right, so the Jews are building. Tatnai and Shethar-Boznai say, "What are you doing?" They say, "We're doing what our God and king have commanded us." And so these two governors in the area, well, actually they were a little bit removed from the area. They sent a letter to Darius and said, "How about those Jews building that temple in Jerusalem? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?" Here's what they've said. They said they had a command of Cyrus. Have they lied to us? And the implication in all of this is, you know what they're doing, right? They're getting ready to rebel. That's the implication, although it's not explicitly stated. So Darius makes a decree. And he says, let's search the records. And they find in the records of the Babylonians, the decree in the Median section, after Cyrus had come to power, they find the decree of Cyrus. And the decree of Cyrus not only provides that the Jews be allowed to build, but it gives particular details as to the size and dimensions and makeup of the house, probably which Cyrus had gotten from the prophet. And then notice also that there was provision for the vessels to be recovered out of the treasures of Babylon and sent back to that house. All of this according to the decree of Cyrus, which is now read in the hearing of Darius. And so Tatnai and Shethar-Boznai, they get some news that they had not really anticipated. In fact, probably by the end of it, they're thinking, we should have left well enough alone. Because what happens is, not only does the command come now from Darius that there should be the building of the house and that they should receive local goods to do that, but also, now, since you've brought it up, Tatnai and Shethar-Boznai, don't you want to help too? And so the collection that is normally taken up for the king from Tatnai and Shethar-Boznai are now going to be funneled to the house in Jerusalem to build it. And so we find that the Lord visited with some bit of chastisement upon the head of Tatnai and Shethar-Boznai that they would work against the house of the Lord. And there's that really interesting phrase. Now therefore, Tatnai, governor beyond the river, Shethar-Boznai, and your companions, the Apharsachites, which are beyond the river, be ye far from thence. Go back to your place. Go back to your place. This isn't your territory. But since you decided to obtrude yourselves into that region, tell you what, take your tribute money that you collect for me and give that to them so that they may build with all speed. Okay? So that's really what goes on here in the first part of the chapter. Tatnai and Shethar-Boznai thought to have the building stopped, but the Lord had other plans. And so as the Lord turned the heart of Cyrus originally, so also he turns the heart of Darius, that his house might be built. And did you hear what Darius also said? Let those priests that meet and offer sacrifice pray for the life of the king and his sons. Right? Now remember that Darius is their rightful monarch at this time. He gives them leave to perform all of their religious duty and says, please perform that duty on my behalf as well. Okay? So that's a good magistrate. That's a magistrate that perhaps is not everything that we want, but quite a bit that we want. All right, so then, after everything is finished, the work is finished, they do what we see several times taking place during the history of the people of God after a kind of restoration or reformation. We see them partaking of the Passover, and that according to the Word of God. And this is nothing new. We have seen them. We have seen this time after time. We saw it in Jehoshaphat. We saw it in Hezekiah. We saw it in Josiah. Now we see it here under Ezra, under Haggai, under Zechariah, and then also the governors, the Jewish governors at that time would have been Zerubbabel, and the high priest would have been Jeshua or Joshua. All right, there's only one more detail here that I thought was fascinating, and that is who ate of the Passover. Did you hear? It says that those Jews that were returned from the captivity ate of the Passover. That we would expect. But also those who had joined themselves to the God of Israel, who had left the abominations of the heathen around them. There were apparently a goodly amount of converts to the religion of the Lord in that day at the building of the temple, such that they all came in. And we know from Exodus chapter 12 what is necessary to eat the Passover, that they all took the name of God to themselves, became circumcised, and then were brought near to eat the Passover with the people of the of Israel as one born in the land. That's how Moses puts it in Exodus chapter 12. So we see not only restoration of devout Jews in this day, but we see also if you'd be squeamish, and I probably would too, about calling it a missionary effort, still we have a great expansion of the church of that day by many unbelieving Gentiles coming into the church, professing their faith in the Lord, being circumcised, and then partaking of the Passover. All right? Okay, well, thus ends the reading then of Ezra chapter 6.